Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for July the 4th. Today's devotion is entitled, America, Bless God. We'll be looking at the reading from the book of Psalms, Psalm 2, verses 7 and 8. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession. David declared God's royal decree concerning his anointed king. While these words originally celebrated the coronation of Israel's king, they ultimately pointed to the Messiah, Jesus Christ. Through his resurrection and ascension, the Father publicly enthroned the Son as the rightful king over all nations. Yet the psalm also looked ahead to the day when Christ's reign would be fully acknowledged throughout the earth. Every nation, every ruler, and every people will one day bow before him. Psalm 2 therefore bridged God's covenant with David to the universal kingdom of Christ, reminding God's people that his history is moving toward his sovereign rule. As we celebrate the 250th anniversary of America's founding, it is fitting that we ask God to bless our nation. We should thank Him for the freedoms, opportunities, and blessings He has graciously given us. Yet there is an even greater prayer for our country. May America bless God by honoring His Son. Our highest allegiance is not to an earthly nation, but to Christ's unshakable kingdom. We rejoice in being citizens of our country, but we remember that we are first citizens of heaven. Let us pray for revival, proclaim the gospel with courage, and call our neighbors to worship the King whose kingdom will never end. We do well to ask God to bless America. We do even better to ask Americans to bless God. Let's pray. Dear Father, we bless you because you alone are worthy of all praise. We thank you for our nation and for the many gifts you have graciously given us. Even as our nation and world seem to be coming apart, we place our hope in your unshakable kingdom. Stretch forth your hand and heal our land according to your mercy and grace. Give us holy boldness to speak your word and faithful hearts that honor your Son above all else. May America bless you by turning to Christ in repentance and faith. In Jesus' name, amen.